Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Everybody likes that curious soup that you get in certain kinds of restaurants.
Miso soup.
Why do we like it so much?
Because it's got great umami.
That's it.
Meaty flavor, but there's no meat. It's from fermented soybeans and rice.
How do they do that?
Well, it's complicated. It's a very complicated process. Miso actually contains soybeans, rice. It could also be...
I think you can do it with other cereals.
Yeah, right? Other cereal grains as well. Salt, water. Barley. But what is crucial is a mold.
Yeah.
Called Aspergillus oryzae. You mix Aspergillus oryzae with steamed rice. And then you let it ferment because the mold causes fermentation of the rice. Mm-hmm. And this is called koji, K-O-J-I.
You got to make the koji.
Koji, the rice plus the aspergillus.
Uh-huh.
And the whole process is similar to how malting barley produces enzymes that break down the grain starches into sugars.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Aspergillus oryzae develops enzymes that do the same to steamed rice.
Okay.
The enzyme responsible for modifying the rice's starches into simple sugars is amylase, also present in our saliva. Then another enzyme is a protease, which breaks down the rice's proteins mm-hmm. into constituent amino acids. So after koji is created, it's combined with cooked soybeans and salt.
Okay, now we're
moving on. So then we have a second fermentation. So the koji enzymes break down the soybean proteins, starches, and fats into readily digestible amino acids, sugars, and fatty acids. This is a stepwise process of breaking large molecules into smaller molecules, mm-hmm. but in the process developing a lot of flavor. And it goes on. There's more chemical intrigue, which I don't think we need to go into. But what develops the flavor of miso. It's salty, but it packs a ton of flavor. So what you can do with miso is really limitless. Miso is served in a soup.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very simple soup, a chicken broth, and it doesn't have to be a very strongly flavored chicken broth. You could use a vegetable broth. Stir in this miso, which is a paste. There's a light miso and a dark miso. The dark tends to be more concentrated in flavor, I think. Stir it in right after you're ready to take the soup off the heat because there's components in the miso that can be denatured with overcooking. So you stir the miso in at the end. You can add it to taste. It doesn't take that much. There should be cubes of tofu in the soup already. It makes a delicious broth, and you can put it in one of those lacquered cups and then hold it in your hands. It's very comforting. Because miso has pungent flavor, you can use it in all kinds of things. You can add it to a gravy that doesn't have much flavor. Like, let's say you're making a chicken fried steak and you have one of these very simple gravies with flour and milk, and it tastes kind of bland. Well, then you'd add a miso into that.
A teaspoon.
Yes, not much.
No.
And don't add any salt because the miso should have enough salt.
It'll have the salt.
Because it's used in the fermentation process. Miso is one of these condiments that is incredibly useful to add great flavor when you don't have great flavor. And you can use it in vegetable soups, vegetarian broths, in chicken soup. Use miso in a marinade. So you could mix
it in with
liquids, and then that flavor will penetrate chicken breasts, for example. You'll get a great marinade from the miso. Stir it into your other ingredients. So maybe some acid, like some wine. Then you could add some oil. Add a generous amount of the miso and stir it up and then put your meat in. Let it marinate for about 30 minutes, especially chicken breast or even a pork chop. And then you can grill it or saute it, whatever you want, and you'll have great flavor.
Its popularity is spreading.
But you can add it to even a coleslaw, a little bit of that. It'll give it an amazing taste.
You'll be encountering it soon.
Yes.
And with that, we suggest you encounter us next week for the Food Guys.